In other words, then contemplation reaches out to the knowledge and even to the experience of the transcendent and inexpressible God. It knows God by seeming to touch him, or rather it knows him as if it had been invisibly touched by him who has no hands, but who is pure reality and the source of all that is real. Hence, contemplation is a sudden gift of awareness and awakening to the real within all that is real, a vivid awareness of infinite being at the roots of our own limited beings, an awareness of our contingent reality as received as a present from God, as a gift of love. This is the existential contact of which we speak when we use a metaphor of being touched by God.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. In heaven. My goodness, my speech is sloppy. I guess that's kind of a heads up that I'm not really present. With my pronunciation. Sorry. I think it was a bit of a sauerkraut. I think I just got an answer I was kind of wondering about. Anywho, yeah, I think it was a bit of sauerkraut stuck between my denture and my teeth. That's a, I guess, a downside of that. Interesting. I was kind of wondering about the kind of walk. I wasn't quite sure. Yeah, reminder about going to the garage. I left something physical, so that's great. I need to go check that insurance expiration date. Anyway, so I'm going to go get my wallet anyway. I'm going to go, of course, I got a snack for Chupa Chup. And I'm going to go get those can of tomato pulp. I guess that's what you call it, right? Maybe tomato pulp. It's actually 25% off, I think, today. So I'm going to get some because I use that for the lentils. I was actually, I just called Juan and I was pretty sure, you know, it was going to be busy, but it was like almost in a way to make the effort, you know, to kind of reach out, see if he wanted to come out for a walk. I mean, it could have been. There would have been a possibility, but I was pretty confident because of yesterday and the day before, you know, we had the rain, so there's a good chance he didn't go to the field yesterday. And then tomorrow they're going to Granada because Ana, I'll be sending a message, has a first of many opposition test placement to see if she goes to the first next step. So it's a big first step for her. Anyway, so I was kind of debating because tomorrow I was pretty sure I'm going to do my big bad boy because I didn't get to do it this week. You know, things have happened. So I'll, I'll be doing it tomorrow. But for today, we'll see if I end up taking a walk this evening. I don't really have, I think I'm going to be doing the working in the living room today when I come back. You know, maybe the one time doing some dusting, maybe start cleaning the windows all around the house. And then doing another mop, picking up all the chairs. She has quite a few tables. It's a very nice living room, you know. I guess when you have the parents, the two children married and the children, so I guess that's you could easily 4, 7, 9, I guess. Well, it's still a big living room, even 4, 9, 10. But anyway, regardless. So I think that might be what I'll do, actually. Nice and easy. Yesterday when I went to the library, I arrived, and the guy did let me know when I arrived. It was a little bit after 6, I think, that he was going to be leaving at 6:45. He had come to the appointment. So, and felt like it was a pretty smooth, pretty clean answer from me, a reaction, you know. I'm like, okay, thank you. You know, thanks for letting me know. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be doing, do my Japanese stuff, and I won't be starting a movie. It doesn't make any sense. And as it turns out, which is really weird, the movie I was going to watch on the internet, on a web page, it was on Netflix. So I downloaded it, and I'm kind of watching it now. Still have a little bit to watch. I'm just not really impressed, but it's watchable. Definitely better than Late Night and some of the other scam that I've been exposed to. So, but I don't know. Maybe it's a kind of a sign that those kind of things for me are just, it's just not that interesting, you know? But anyhow, so I forgot what I did yesterday. Well, I kind of did the loop that I'm going about to doing today, but I do have my pulse today. And I cooked. Oh yeah, that's right. I made more than likely my last batch of sauerkraut. So I have one in the fridge and this one just got going. So it should be about two and a half weeks. Well, I think about 2 weeks or so before the one I have I'm eating is dealt with. And I think after that I'll just do broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage, you know, just very gently steamed for the rest of my time, even though it's early. You know, I kind of wonder too. I mean, obviously, in the coming week, we have another cold front coming. So that's definitely not going to be a kind of a teaser, you know. It's not going to be an enticer. It's not going to entice me to want to hit the road, because if it's colder, well, then I'm going to enjoy, you know, being warm. But, you know, yeah, I kind of wonder, you know, when the... Well, I know it'll come with the warmth, but we'll see. We'll see, we'll see. I'm somehow thinking between the end of March and the beginning of April is... is around when it will happen. So, yeah, I think at one point that this has been wonderful. You know, this is again the system, the pace, the rhythm, what I've been doing, the sustainability of it. I mean, even though we are not talking about years, you know, but still for me, I'm curious to see the way it's going to end. You know, 2 years ago, I remember having this weird craving for junk food. And of course, I indulge into it because I don't believe in resisting. I don't believe in fighting back. So I think if I am not aware of it, if I don't have a better awareness than what I'm inclined to want to do, then indulge. And then, you know, keep learning from it. I guess I'm not quite done with it. Or what Ram Dass would call the phony, instead of being a phony, holy. So instead of pretending or trying, you know, interesting. I said I had a car coming from behind me. Oh, there's one now. There was one coming from the other side, and it's kind of a narrow area. But anyway, so of course I'm very grateful. They just come all over the place from time to time. Those, you know, just having a place to myself. It is obviously. I mean, I think at one point. At one point, I'm going to be like, what is it going to take, Anthony, you know, for you to own the inevitability of his past? Why is it more so, actually maybe more so interesting than owning it? Why do I keep struggling and fighting for something that is not only not sustainable, but... that time and time again, I failed. It's like, you know, is it just something like an exercise to practice resistance, resilience, you know, stamina? Or is it just my stubborn side? So maybe this winter will mark the dawn of a new understanding of surrender, entregarse, eh? Un entrego. No, I don't know if you know. An entrego is would be more like a delivery. No, un entrega. Oh shit, is it un entrego? Un entrega. A delivery. Un reparto. Anyway, doesn't matter. Hey, the wind is cool here. It's beautiful. I mean, it's completely clear. So that front again is come and gone. So that beautiful southern Spain, blue sky. A little bit of traffic here. In Jamelina. And here, a Renault truck with a local saint. Anyway. So, I don't know. Hello. I think more and more I find myself leaning into the idea of effortlessness, finding that jet stream in life, you know, where instead of, you know, you're thinking or you're trying to figure it out the way it should be or what you want, or it becomes more about just being in touch with what's going on all the time. Oh, okay, hold on. I don't see her. But, okay. Yeah, lately she's been on the ball. Anyway, so I'll put a pin on that for a second. This idea of surrendering to looking for that jet stream. The idea of effortlessness. Maybe I remember after seeing her for a minute. Let's see how my attention span is. Oh, the owner is here. Of course, it's White Saturday, I guess. Well, cage is not. The leash is hanging. Oh, I guess she's with him. Okay. Oh, wow, it's doing major, okay, I don't see her. Okay. I don't see her, and I don't see him either. And the leash is right there hanging, so... anyway, doesn't matter. She's has company, which is nice. So, the idea of, yes, surrender. Obviously, to me, it kind of makes sense because what's happened is I've tried for so long using tools in such a way. You know, hold on, there's a guy peeing there. What's going on with people that are taking a shit peeing lately? I don't know. And then there's a wife. I'm gonna let these guys go. So, what a beautiful day. It's interesting how I am so picky about my space. Interesting. But I am. Anyway, so it's a beautiful, it's a gorgeous day today. Like I said, but the wind, the breeze is definitely cool. So, I have the house opened up, which I'm going to leave it open. But yeah, oof, this is a kind of a reminder that we're still in winter. So, now what I'm doing, I'm toying with the idea of doing the least, just to be in touch with what naturally comes. So instead of kind of bypassing the brain, basically bypassing the mind, not the brain, because the brain is used, of course, but to bypass the mind, ideas, and to just what it feels like at any given point in time, and then dealing with accordingly. I think that may be my ambition, that may be the only ambition actually that I have, the idea of, you know, living authentically, right? In a present, with each present moment. We have a little bit of traffic here. And so we have some weekenders hikers going on. Anyway, give a second for that to pass, so I can go back into that space. It doesn't feel conducive somehow when I have people around. Anyway, so yeah, this idea of, my goodness, wow, it is very fresh, fresh wind. Unexpected, I have to say. I think today was supposed to be warmer than yesterday, but that wind is going to make that questionable if it doesn't change. It's still early. My goodness, yeah, it's still early. Anyway. So, the idea of surrendering, the idea of, again, shrinking that self-importance, you know, to keep looking for ways. And I think for me, I also see possibly one of my reasoning in terms of where there is this kind of alienation, you know, isolation with other people, that maybe that I'm just not quite ready to act in in a congruent manner with others. And that is closer to authenticity in silence. You know, I don't know. There's definitely some kind of things do not jive, things don't add up. Often, you know, I end up saying things and, you know, it's not really, I'm not really being honest. So I don't know if it's insecurity, but it's, I don't really own the moment. I'm not sure. I think I'm getting lost here. I'm going into the weeds. Me estoy enrollando como una persia. O se me ha ido el santo al cielo. Anyway, but definitely, you know, at times at night when I go to bed, I have a few thoughts that linger. One was about self-importance yesterday, actually. Self-importance, and. I guess being cynical, definitely being cynical, or I guess by being cynical, I should restate that. It's, I think maybe I've come to appreciate the limitation of the mind, of thoughts, of reasoning, of the logic. So, same thing on the other side. You know, a religion, spirituality, new age, you know, more the abstract, more the imagination. It's, I think I was so rational being before, at least trying to keep having access, you know, open access, free access to that part of my identity that it never occurred to me that there could be more, there could be something more interesting, or it's not as much as what I think it is, or what I thought it was. And definitely, as I'm listening to Ramdas, this is something that's being driven home. You know, that point about this is all relative. Anything that you're going to be able to access through words, reason, logic, and all of that, emotions, all of it, it is relative. It is not the truth. It never will be. As far as I'm concerned, it never will. So there is, of course, the recognition, the acknowledgement that it doesn't make it useless, you know, but it doesn't give it the supremacy that it used to. Or when it shows up, it is not unscathed, you know, it is not immune to introspection, to constructive criticism, you know, to check and balances. because it is just a tool. And the tool chest is way bigger than just that one tool. So maybe, I guess for me, what's coming around that bend is, I want to separate, you know, and the best way I have to do it is using that word, which is kind of tricky, but I want to separate feeling and intuition. Because I do believe that feeling is quite ego-based, you know, it's quite on the mind side, you know, it's quite historical, it's quite chronologic, you know, things have happened, and then patterns and understanding have been created, and out of that, strategies have been put in place. And wow, almost feels like there's a cold front coming in. Anyway, and then there is this thing which is intuition. So you're kind of feeling it, but this one doesn't seem to be like personal. You know, it doesn't have like a goal in mind, or there's no quid pro quo. You know, it's not tit for tat. So it's not that framework. You know, it's not that understanding. It's almost, because it makes sense, because it's right. And then that's it. Just the legitimacy about the experience of what you're feeling is enough to propel you, to impel you, to compel you to do it. And I guess that's for me, of course. I'm not the one saying you. And of course, because in my case, that sensation has happened before. Me leaving France, me going to do the Camino the first time in 2002 when I went to, you know, Boulder, Colorado to do that Shambhala retreat, you know, when I was looking at, well, it doesn't matter, but bottom line, something in me that was like compelling, it was not even compelling, it was just telling me this is what's happening, you know, and then you don't, it's not like a democracy, it's not a discussion, there's no forum. There are no choices. It is just this voice that states these things. Why? I don't know. But it just is. And because that's happened to me before, and in each and every case, there has never been regrets. Even though there was insecurity, there was the unknown, there were doubts, you know, there was definitely the obviousness of what was at stake, but not what could be gained, or it was like, you know, if you're training for a marathon, that's because you're looking at achieving something. So all of that work, you know, is leading to that. But what if you were training for a marathon, not because you were able to do it or not, but just because it makes sense? Well, you didn't need the final objective to compel you. It would just be enough as it is. Like no salesman, basically. So that I call intuition. A part of me that seems to be inspired by a different kind of paradigm. Yeah? Frame of reference. And I'm not even interested, but even if I was interested in understanding, I don't think I can. I think that's outside of my scope of expertise. So, but it is something that I have inside of me that has really taken me to some amazing places. You know, definitely suffering came with it as well. You know, fear, doubt, all of it. You know, it's not like it was peaches and cream. But looking back, my goodness, it's just night and day, before and after. So it's very cathartic, you know, and not that it's what's most important in life. I think they may just be milestones, or it could just be a report card or a graduation paper that, you know, all the insignificant work that has led you to that place, it is just a recognition that you're moving on, then progress has been made. So you're going to the next class, you know, next curriculum. And so that part of me, at least, you know. And I wonder, you know, this winter is definitely different, you know. From time to time, you know, I'm thinking, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if Pilar, actually it's been 2 months. So my guess is most likely within the next month she's going to come and see her mother. Doesn't mean she'd come and see me, but it's probable that she would, you know. maybe check the place and see how I'm doing. But even I'm thinking, it's like, I don't want to see her. Of course, if she'd ask, fine. But, you know, it's like, I just don't. It's, you know, that's really the big difference. So I'm really kind of here, you know, I got this routine, I got this thing that I'm doing. And, you know, that within, more than likely within the next 2 months, I'm assuming, I don't know, something could change, but within the next 2 months, that's going to also change, you know, because walking is going to be taking most of that space and in the life. And of course, you know, I'll still do the things in the morning, but not on the scale that I'm doing them now, because obviously I have to work, you know, 5 to 6, 7 to 8 hours. So that's just what it takes. But it makes sense. It feels good doing it. Just makes sense. And it feels like I'm thinking of Hal Robinson, one of my teacher from Kerrville, Texas. And he would talk about putting you in a driver's seat. Instead of talking about it, how about you have the experience? And I could not agree more that there is nothing for me more powerful than to have the experience. Talking about it is actually useless for me. You know, to those who have not had the experience, no explanation will do. And to those who have had the experience, none is necessary. And so maybe that's kind of where I am. I mean, that kind of experience seat this winter to experience what it's like to be in sync. Because that's kind of what it feels like. More than anything else, I think I am successful in that. I feel in sync, you know, what I'm doing. And again, to the best of my understanding, I mean, I don't know how else to shape it, but it feels right. It makes sense, you know. It feels tasty what I'm doing. And in the reality, the acknowledgement that it is also done by myself, on my own. I mean, I'm not on my own, because if not for Pilar, I would not be here. So things would be different. But I guess I don't want to say, like, you know, I'm on my own. You know, I'm not like a survivor. It's not what I'm talking about here. But rather independent, you know, rather lonesome. And that not lonely, but lonesome. Hold on, what's the difference between lonesome and lonely? Sounds like they're synonyms to me. No, alone. Because I don't... Yeah, I don't feel the way that it's going, you know. I'm quite pleased, actually, you know, with the thing that I'm doing, being on my own. Oh, I didn't finish, actually. Yesterday, I made a sauerkraut. I made a oatmeal batch. I did this pasta. I was given fresh parsley, so I chopped some parsley. I'll be using the rest for today. And also, very good, I sauteed some cabbage, a little bit of extra of the wilted leaves that I want to put in sauerkraut. It didn't look that good. And I sauteed those, a little bit of oil, and 1 part soy sauce, 2 part water. That was, yeah, delicious. I love that umami flavor. But I was in the kitchen for a while. I finished that documentary about the lover, stalker, killer. Wow. I would definitely suggest it, to check it out. It is quite a roller coaster ride, I have to say. Interesting. You see a few people here walking. What a weird stretch of a parking area to walk. I don't know what that's about. Well, it seems to be appealing to people. But anyway, so I kind of finished that. And then, oh, Rustin, about the guy behind the most attended peaceful march. much, you know, about the African American in the civil rights with Martin Luther King. So a bit of a history about this activist, Rustin. It was okay, it wasn't bad, actually. I learned a few things, but of course, nothing black. I mean, they are saying that just, you know, I don't have those feelings. Yeah, I can empathize, of course. That's easy to do, honestly. You know, to a class of people that's being segregated, that's being treated in this way, you know. All that stuff. Yeah, I have no problem with that. But that's in the head, right? That's me playing imagination game, right? Let's imagine you black, Antonina. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But but I'm not. So, but I enjoyed it. It was enjoyable. Didn't feel it was too. I think it was nominated to the Oscar. I don't think he got it. Hold on a second. I need to tighten my belt here for that weight to sit proper. Anyway, so it was kind of fun to, because I figured that movie was going to be, I didn't really need to be looking at the screen. Like the killer with Michael Fassbender? I think it's Fassbender, his last name. Kind of a weird last name. He played in Inglourious Bastard. I forgot what else I saw him in too. It's okay. It's really not impressive, but. I know, because I had to finish Rustin last night. That's right. After I get back from the library, that I was there shortly, and then I didn't do my Spanish, so I practiced my Spanish on the toilet. You know, that's interesting. Sorry, it's going to be a poop topic here for a minute. But for as long as I can remember, I'm going to the bathroom in the morning, and now it's kind of like afternoon or evening, which is really weird. That the pattern has changed. Anyway, so, I mean, yeah, it's really weird because last winter, I mean, I was doing my, yeah, I may be having breakfast 1 hour later, you know, than last year. But I was doing the same thing. I was doing the fasting. Anyway, it's really weird. I was having dinner, maybe like, yeah, same thing for dinner. But 1 to 2 hours later, I'm having dinner. So I don't get it. Why my pooping has completely changed. Anyway, yeah, normally I would, you know, do my yoga, maybe start to drink a little bit of the tea or coffee. Oh, maybe the coffee. Coffee is the one. No, there's no way. Just that change will make that change. Not drinking coffee. No. Well, it'd be interesting to see, because I'll be going back in on the instant coffee. Oh, there's a four people I crossed on the road. They're coming this way. Anyway. So here we are, Saturday in Jamilena. You can feel the sun here. Less of that cool breeze. Anyway. So, is there anything else for you folks for me to bore you with this morning? Actually, I was just thinking I might do the laundry today instead of tomorrow morning. Why not? Yeah, I have only one t-shirt left, so, and this one is going to be replaced today. So I might, we have no rain, so the stuff can be out all night. So I might do that. I might do the laundry today. Yeah, I might start to do that. I don't really have anything to do in the kitchen besides cooking the brown rice for today, that I can tell. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a day. Like looking at, yeah, don't worry too much about, don't try to schedule yourself too much. Just kind of let it happen for now. Doing a nice loop, weight bearing. Gonna get those tomato pulp. And then get back there, get back at the place, and then we'll see. I think that's about it. So, one thing I'm also kind of playing with is when I do things in the morning, you know, it's quite coordinated. You know, when I come down after doing yoga and reading and breathing exercise, you know, I get the drink going, I peel an egg, I make it, prepare the new infusion, you know, get the tray and I get stuff ready, slice the bread, put it in the toaster, and get kind of things done. So when I get ready to come down to get breakfast ready, you know, like 4-5 hours later, I just have to turn on the toaster and warm up the oatmeal. And but I'm finding out that sometimes I combine more things, which is fine, but it does make it kind of rushed. And I'm like, do I really want that? And the answer is no. I want to enjoy, you know, when I'm streaming the tea infusion, the brew, the tea brew, the brew concoction from the tea. You know, I don't want to have to rush it. When I put the sugar, the spices for my chai tea, yeah, I don't want to just get it something to be done. So I just started this morning. We'll see, but I kind of like it. During one of my breaks, so you know, after each language, I go through another series of yoga poses. But then when I do, when I have to go to the bathroom, I go downstairs. You know, so it's nice to go up and down the stairs. And I'm like, why not go in the kitchen during one of those up and down the stairs, or down and up the stairs, and then get the tea step done. Just that. It's very quick, doesn't take long, you know. But to really be more present with it, really enjoy doing those things, and to put more presence, focus, instead of this is better, or this is more important, and this is not. So, oh yeah, and also I forgot about that. I also made rice pudding. So a little bit of a rice, white rice that was left. Then they have rice la bomba. So la bomba is a kind of rice that's basically used in to make paella. So it should provide a decent amount of starch. And but anyway, there was a bit of the other stuff, the typical white rice left, and then I used that. And the last one I did, it was mostly cooked, but it was some of the rice still a little kind of a slightly crunchy, and I'm like, for my rice pudding, you know, I don't want it that way. So I really took more time. So it really sucked up a lot of liquid. I think it's at least 6 times the amount of liquid to rice. I think easy, because I plan to make that for those guys when I have them come over within the next 2 weeks, more than likely. Well, we'll see, because next weekend it's going to be colder. So it won't be next weekend. So it will be, I guess it will be the first weekend of March. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't have a rush. I'm not in a rush. Anyway. But yeah, I want to make that for that. And I also juiced. I harvested. I had quite a few oranges. So I made 2 of the ice cube tray of that. I just popped one freezer yesterday, which I popped them out this morning and put some new juice in there. So yeah, I was in the kitchen for almost 3 hours. No, not 3 hours. Maybe two and a half hours. Still a good chunk of time. I haven't spent much time in the kitchen, and I enjoyed it. It was fun, you know. While kind of watching and mostly listening to the stuff on Netflix. Anyway, so I'm about Why not? I still have several minutes before getting to the end. Anyway, pink flowers here, whatever the trees. I don't know if it's a fruit tree or what. And here, what do we have? What tree are you? Is that cherry? I'm looking at the bark. I want to say it's a cherry tree. I don't know. It's too early, obviously, without the leaves. Anyway. So yeah, here we are today. But he's doing good. So I guess I'll be washing those pants. My goodness, I think I've had them for 2 weeks nonstop. Anyway. And I think that's it, guys. I don't think. Let me see. Let me search why far and wide in my psyche at the moment. Anything else that I'd like to share? Peeling garlic, peeling garlic. No, looking at a beautiful mountain ahead of me. Olive trees going all the way to a part in the old pine trees. Anyway, no, I think that's it, guy. I think that's it for today. So, on that note, I'm going to wish you a beautiful day from Jamilena. Have a great Saturday, whatever you are up to. And we'll talk to you later.